three Donegal athletes, three young Donegal men, performing extremely well. And two of them in Ireland and one across the States in California, Oisin Gallen. That's a 13:37-14 for him for over 5,000 metres in one of the top meets there, the Brian Clay meet. So he'll be seriously impressed with that. He's delighted with it, obviously. And he's the first, you know, for him to get under, say, the 13:40 is a big deal. And it's a big deal for Donegal Athletics as well. He's continually, over the last couple of years, improved his times over 1500, mile, 5,000 metres, you know. And, you know, he's a young lad that came into the sport here as a 9 or 10 year old, and you know, he didn't jump up at you, you know, in the sense that this boy's going to be good. He just worked and worked and worked and worked. Then he got a scholarship to the States. He worked through that. That didn't work, actually, the first university he was at. He moved on to a different university. That worked better. And now he's a coach at Wyoming University, and he's doing extremely well, both personally, himself, and his team is doing well. So it's a nice story. He's coming back in the States to get from the States now later in the summer to get married here in Ballybofey. So we look forward to seeing him then. But I'm sure there's a number of races in him before that. So that's Oisin O'Gallen, the new Donegal record over 5,000 metres. 13:37-14. Just let everybody get that into their head. That's fast. That's fast. And then, as you say, the two Dewhurst boys getting their season underway in Loughborough. Effin, 50:81 for him, 400 metre hurdles. He's the younger of the two. He's still at a school at Glenties, and that's the sixth fastest ever by an Irish lad over 400 metre hurdles. And indeed, you know, of course, he is an outstanding young athlete, and he's built for that 400 metres. He's leggy, you know, and he's determined and he's competitive, and it went well. The season is going to go well for him, obviously, with a kick-off like that. Now with a 50:81, he'd be looking for a sub-50, and that brings him into good senior ranked athletics. So that's the story of Effin. Yesterday, and I'm sorry, today, late earlier this month, Fintan, of course, was in action at Irish Universities. Very impressive, over 400 metres, winning the Irish University title. He's at University in Limerick, of course, now. And he is on the plane, of course, now, later this weekend, with Arlene Crossan and with Erin Friel. Those two ladies, they're on the three of them are on the Irish relay teams for the World Relays in Botswana. But first, the journey will take them to South Africa for a period of training for a week or 6 days, 6 or 7 or 8 days, and then they'll move to Botswana. Now, the big trick in Botswana is for the team to get in the top 12 and qualify for the World Championships later in the season and beyond for next season. And, you know, they're in the loop now. They're on the treadmill now, and if they can really, really, really lift it, there is always that possibility of qualification for the Olympics down the road, you know. But there's a lot of running to be done in the meantime. But it is encouraging that we have three athletes on the plane to the World Relays and mixing it with the best in the world. And of course, Oisin Gallen doing the business out in the States. So that's what we have for today, Kieran. There's a low-key Donegal Children's Games meet starts the program tomorrow in the county program for the summer, and it's at Finn Valley tomorrow, about a 10 o'clock start. So it'll be quite busy, and just all you have to do is keep your fingers crossed that the weather will be reasonable. But good results from the States, in Ireland, and wishing those three athletes that are heading to Africa the best of luck.
Patsy, in relation, this is a huge achievement, in relation to the World Relays, when do they take place, Patsy? Maybe I actually missed that, but...
No, you're okay. The 1st and 2nd of May. So they're the first over 2 days, 1st and 2nd of May. So as I said, just to reiterate, there is that opportunity to get a qualifying spot for the Olympics, or not for the Olympics, sorry, but for the World Championships. And then that puts them in the loop, you know, because always the challenge with relay teams that I've found over the years, Kieran, is getting the opportunity and getting into the competitive environment where you're extended so that you are really in a position to do qualifications, you know, because only 16 teams in the relays are allowed into the Olympics. So, you know, from globally. So, you know, once you're in a position to qualify, that's positive. And, you know, that sets you up. But they've got to take advantage. They've got to take that advantage, and that we'll keep an eye on it and see what happens.